if you think that you don't have the time for it, or that it's silly, or it's something that's not going to help, that's the opposite mentality that your strongest competitor has. I can almost promise you that. So use it, utilize it, do it. All right, so today I want to talk about two things that is going to help bring people to your business and help you understand your business a little more. So I don't want to offend you. I know you understand your numbers, you understand your business, and you probably understand how to market to customers and to people that are out in the world. But today is a very different climate, and if you are looking for videos and podcasts like this, chances are you could use a little push or a little bit of help in the right direction. So if you're new to the show, I work for a distribution company. We're up here in the Pacific Northwest, and I deal with and talk to customers all day long, from smaller restaurants to large chains. And I've been in this business for, give or take 15 years on both sides of the delivery truck. And I want to leverage my experience and some of the conversations I'm having day to day with my business resource guys, with my managers, with my team and my customers, to help other people find answers and find solutions in this really complicated time of this pandemic, this crisis. Dining rooms are closed. Takeout and delivery is at an all-time high. And that brings me to my first topic. Something else that is at an all-time high right now is the use of social media. So as number one on the list, I wanted to talk about social media. Across all platforms, the usage of things like Facebook and Twitter and TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, they're all up user engagement-wise 70%. So if you're not on these platforms, your competitors are, and they're the ones that are saying, hey, we're open, we're doing takeout, these are all the safety precautions that we're taking, and you should come buy some food from us. It's that simple. So the two things that everybody has in common, all of your consumers, regular consumers, have in common is they're quarantined. They're on their couch or their home, or if they are at work, chances are, depending on what their line of business is, they probably have some extra time on their hands, right? And two is that they all have phones or computers or some sort of device that connects to social media. And we know that to be true because that statistic, I heard that today and I thought, wow, that's not surprising, but it's pretty incredible that engagement across all platforms are up on average 70%. So use it. That's the most powerful thing that you could be doing right now to get your message out. So one of the ideas that I wanted to put across here is to record short videos. So something like this, something like what I'm doing, but a video of maybe your team getting ready for the day, your team sanitizing the counters, putting their gloves on, opening the door, turning the close to open sign on the drive-through, of course, turning the lights on, something to show that you guys are there, that you're doing it, that you're ready to serve customers. The second could be in the kitchen. If you have a kitchen crew that's cooking food, they're cranking, they're moving along, doing a short video of that. And maybe if there's somebody on the team, somebody that knows how to edit videos, you can download phone apps now just to get quick edits done. You could download it using Snapchat, record a video, put a filter over it, something fun, something that's captivating and engaging that people are going to enjoy watching, right? So in the kitchen, outside, serving customers, you could do a line of cars in your drive-through. Just get creative and figure out a way to take a small video of what you're doing day to day and get it out on your platforms, right? So have fun with it. That's really the main thing. Make sure that people know that you guys are open and you're having fun. And I know that times are tough. It's challenging. Not everybody's in a positive mood. But if you can portray or you can communicate that, hey, we're doing it and we're positive, we're here, we're happy, and we're serving our customers, we're serving our community, that's going to land with customers and people that are on social media a lot more than, hey, we're open and we're keeping things clean. So come buy from us. It's, hey, we're excited, we are opening the kitchen, we're goofing around, we're having fun, you know, all that. All right, so the second thing to talk about or to think about with social media is there are so many different platforms. I've already listed them off, but you have Snapchat, the the top ones, I should say, are Snapchat, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, and YouTube. There are some other platforms out there. I'm probably missing one, but those are the main that people are on every day that we're looking at those numbers, that 70% increase in engagement. Those are the main ones. So if you are posting to one or two of those, now is the time to open up an account on the rest of them and utilize the platforms that are free, that are just available for anybody to use. And if you're thinking that, depending on what kind of a restaurant and what kind of an audience you normally have, if you're thinking that it's silly or it's something that just Generation Z and millennials are using and it doesn't it's not necessarily going to help a whole lot, you're absolutely wrong. And your competitors are leveraging this technology and these platforms, and they are pulling in a lot of attention, and they're planting the seeds for new consumers, for new customers, and for long-term customers because they're on these platforms right now. So if you're not on all of them, get on all of them. There's a lot of tools that are, I think Hootsuite or Hootsuite, that's one. There's a lot, if you look up social media, oh gosh, what is the term for it? Look up Hootsuite. So Hootsuite, and you could do alternatives to Hootsuite to get the alternatives that are going to be free or going to give you 30-day trials. And what those do is they connect all of your platforms. So if you make a post on Instagram, you could say that I want this to also be shared with Twitter, or you can plan posts to come out at a certain time every day. So if you're doing a video of in the morning, we're getting ready and we're ready to start putting out our lunch special, and you're trying to promote something for later in the day, make sure that goes out every morning at 9 o'clock or at 10 o'clock in the morning. So people, when they're trying to plan, what am I going to eat today? Or if they're just scrolling through their phones and they see that, that gets the idea that they can go get takeout at your restaurant or order delivery from your restaurant. All right. So there are a lot of different things that people are doing on social media, specifically to draw attention. And one of them I saw today was really, really creative. So today's the 7th of April, and there is an entire area. So in Orlando, Florida, the area code is 407. So they're calling it 407 Day. They have a hashtag that's been trending, hashtag 407 Day, and today's 4/7. So they picked today, and what they're doing is encouraging customers to go and get takeout or drive through from the restaurants that are open, that are participating in this, and to post it on Instagram or on Facebook, on all social media with the hashtag 407 day. So it's spreading the awareness that takeout and delivery customers are open. And of course, everyone in Orlando is going to jump on that. And you're going to have new customers that are normally in one neighborhood eating at the same one or two or three places see this hashtag 407 day is also in the neighboring neighborhood. There's a taco place I've never eaten at, and they're participating in this. Oh, I didn't even know they were open. So maybe you gain a new customer that way. You want to get creative. You know, obviously not everybody has a zip code or an area code that coincides with the date, but you can get creative. I was just thinking through a couple of ideas. So tomorrow is 4/8, right? 480 is the Phoenix area code. So if you're in Phoenix, tomorrow's 4/8 day, 480 day. Same thing with Detroit. The zip codes in Detroit, Michigan, are all 48 something, something, something. So 4/8 day, just like that. 4/9. You could do 409. 409 day or 409 on the 9th of April. And that's 409, like the cleaner, you know, we're cleaning, sanitizing. I don't know. Just thinking through the different days that are coming up. 410 is, there's going to be an area code or a zip code. 411 is information. 411. So you can put a GIF, a 411. If you just type 411 into any GIF creator or platform, you'll see people saying, here's the 411, like here's the information. You could post a GIF, 411 on 411. Here's the information, we're open. We're open, come get takeout. You know, there's a lot of things that are going to be, kind of silly, but captivating, and will bring the attention to your feed, to your restaurant, and it will gain more consumers, you know. So that is, just to summarize it, right? Get creative. Use hashtags, see which hashtags are trending and tap into those, or create ones yourself, right? Create ones within your community. You can also work with some other restaurants and see if they're doing the same thing. So get and share ideas. Number two is videos and photos, something eye-catching, something captivating, something fun. And then three is just use all of those platforms. If you're on one, you're already spending the time, you can get a Hootsuite or one of those platforms and or one of those pieces of software, services, I should say, and tie all of those together. And if you think that you don't have the time for it or that it's silly or it's something that's not going to help, that's the opposite mentality that your strongest competitor has. I can almost promise you that. So use it, utilize it, do it. All right. So that's one. Number two, I wanted to touch on an upcoming project that I've been putting a lot of thought and a lot of energy into. And I think that it's going to really help people hone in on where the profitability is in their business, how to get lean, how to stay lean. And that's this. I am doing a restaurant profitability guide. This obviously is going to be free, just like everything else that I put out. I'm going to do a video. I haven't decided whether or not to do a PowerPoint type presentation. That's how I'm creating it right now. But it's going to be a restaurant profitability guide, looking through the lens of a value investor. So if you don't know what value investing is, typically a value investor is a type of investor that would look at something that's undervalued, that has a strong balance sheet, that has the high likelihood or probability to grow and increase profits from where it is, right? So Warren Buffett is probably the most famous value investor that's ever lived. And what we're moving into right now is possibly a decade or just a new era of investing. And the reason why I bring this up doesn't have to do with restaurants specifically, but I have a lot of interests outside of what I do for work regularly as a distributor and as a member of the restaurant hospitality industry. And just learning about different investing techniques is a passion of mine. I have a lot of I have a lot of experience just looking at markets and looking at what's been happening, especially lately in the macro economy, and trying to figure out what's happening next and what's coming around the corner. So one piece of information that I've been looking into a lot lately is how value investors look at a business and how they value a small business or how they would value an entire market. And I obviously, looking through the lens of a distributor and a restaurant person, I've wanted to or decided to put these two ideas together. So this is something I will be putting out within the next couple of weeks. I want it to be full and I want it to be worthwhile for everybody to watch and to listen to. So some of the objectives that I'll be going through is describing how a restaurant works, describing a restaurant's business model, describing how money flows through a restaurant, differentiating sales from profits, looking at a balance sheet, describing what is a balance sheet, and just looking as if your restaurant or your small business was a stock that a value investor wanted to buy or a company that a larger value investor would want to buy. Are you set up? Are you lean enough? Do you have enough upside for somebody to come in and want to purchase you? Because that's where you want to operate. Even if you have no intention of selling your restaurant or selling your business anytime in the future, you want to operate as if somebody could come in and look at it and say, I'm going to buy this because it has enough, or there's enough market share available, and all of these, the fundamentals are there, and all the components add up for this to be a business with a lot of potential upside. Okay, so I think that's going to be very helpful. It's certainly going to help me understand restaurants and value investing to a better degree. And that's why I like to talk about this and teach this stuff, because if I can communicate it in three different ways, then I understand it better myself. So that's it. Get on social media and look out for this training guide. That's all I got for you. I already said April 7th, 2020. We're still in quarantine. We stopped shaving. That's okay. Get outside. Get outside. I'm going to go do the same. I'm putting some air in my bike and I'm going to go ride for a little bit. That's it. Have a good night, everybody. Thank you. Peace.